executive and artistic director of Mattahockey Farm. How are you, Trina?
I'm excellent, thank you. How are you?
Good. I always check my calendar because this time of year, I always have the opportunity to spend time with you, and I love it because you talk all about your summer solstice, the Indigenous Music Awards, and everything that's happening at the farm. Give us a rundown. What can we be ready for?
Yeah, so the first thing we have coming up is our Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. And this is actually the first time we're able to do it live, so we're so excited. It's on June 6th at the National Arts Center. And it's basically just a giant celebration of all the incredible talent we have in the Indigenous music industry. And we have six live performances part of the event, so it's going to be a great, great show.
Wonderful. And for those that haven't been out to Mattahockey Farm before, inspire us, Trina.
Yes, I actually just left the farm. It's so beautiful on a day like today. So we're very privileged to be on a great piece of land. It's 164 acres, the old Lone Star Ranch on Hunt Club. And we are open year-round, but we spend a lot of our spring preparing for our Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival. And so it's busy in the works already there today for the event, which starts on June 21st. And it brings a lot of what we do year-round is part of it. So we have our Ojibwe spirit horses, our small animals, some farm play. And we're actually just redoing a beautiful trail through the farm called the Legacy Trail, where people can add these orange rocks, rocks of reconciliation, and leave a message on the trail. And on top of our annual kind of programming, we have all sorts of, we have a competition powwow and a stage that's live with dance and music all weekend, lots of interactive arts and culture. 50 Indigenous vendors, so lots of great shopping and opportunity to support those small businesses. And a new event this year we have is a drone show on National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21st.
Wow. It really is amazing. I don't know how you do it. You seem to pull it together every single year, and it just gets bigger and bigger every year. I know some of the festival pieces you were doing online during COVID, and I was just had so much respect for the fact you kept going and widening the audience. How important is this, Trina? We know that the truth and reconciliation, you know, it's some Canadians have sat down and read all of those recommendations in there, but how important is it to even, you know, step out and be part of this and ask some questions? I think many people may feel, Trina, they're a bit nervous to ask the wrong question or phrase something the wrong way. Is this part of why you invite us in?
Absolutely, and that's such an important part of what we do. And, you know, we never want people to be afraid to ask those questions and open those conversations. And that's really what, you know, our Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival is all about. It's really, you know, welcoming our community to come in and celebrate National Indigenous Peoples Day, but also inviting, you know, all of our neighbors and Canadians to really take that opportunity, you know, to put that reconciliation in action and really, you know, have that opportunity to interact with and, you know, communicate and just get to know, you know, the Indigenous community and learn more about the cultures. And it's, you know, a really great space for that with, you know, ways from, you know, young children or toddlers up to our elders to, you know, engage with our community and just leave with that little bit more of understanding and knowledge.
Wonderful. Trina, thank you so much for your time always. Let's stay in touch, okay?
Thank you so much. Miigwech.
Trina Mathers.